variety introductions for Monsanto Delta Pine.
Thank you much. Appreciate the chance to talk about our class of Delta Pine class of 17 varieties. Two varieties that we'll introduce, discuss today, Delta Pine 1725, another Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex variety, Delta Pine 1747 NR. It's in our NR series, so it's Arcane resistant. Again, Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex. At the end, I'll touch on briefly just on what our class of 18 candidates are looking like, just at a very high level. It was always a challenge when we've had the class of 15 and 16, strong performance in varieties like 1646, 1522, 1518, and others to continue to bring improved varieties. But I think these two really meet the bill here for new Delta Pine class of 17s. So just to run through briefly, the Delta Pine 1727, 1725 B2XF. It was tested as 15R535. You may have seen it in different trials or in MPE on-farm trials. It's an early to mid maturing variety, semi-smooth leaf pubescens. Best fit in regionally would be in the mid-south and southeast. Also in South Texas, had very very good performance there, and we'll have show data from those regions. PGR management, this one is easier to manage, quite responsive to Mevaquat, and then we'll look at the plant growth patterns on it as well. Seed size around 6,000 seed per pound, lint percent 42%. We'll go into the details on the fiber quality, but very similar with improved Micronair compared to several of the varieties that are out in the Delta Pine portfolio right now. Disease package, moderately resistant to fusarium. It is susceptible to bacterial blight and moderately susceptible to vert. So we'll walk through more detailed data. The in-season data compared to 1522, although it's out of a totally different background, what we measured in our mid-south and southeast sites this past year showed very very similar development throughout the season. Plants per acre, similar vigor rating. We are on a 1-9 scale where 1 is excellent and 9 is poor. Didn't separate, but trended to be slightly lower vigor rating. Started to fruit at the same time, no the first fruiting branch. Uppermost crack bowl, uppermost harvestable bowl didn't separate. Again, maturity, very very similar. Didn't separate on plant height, although you can see it was an inch shorter in those trials. So the plant is, I think, going to be one of those that's going to be easier to manage, a variety that's going to fit those areas mid-south, southeast very well, and we'll get into Texas data in just a minute. The 1725 compared to 1522. Again, 2 years of data here, a lot of comparisons, over 150 comparisons or 145 comparisons on yield. Significant improvement on over 1522, 61 pounds. You can see that higher lint percent, fiber length equal to maybe a touch longer. It did separate slightly there with 100 comparisons, so it's just in the volume of data that's there. Probably the area that I want to talk about in a moment is the Micronair. There were some high mic scenarios that popped up in the South Delta, and the 1725 is a quarter of a mic unit lower than 1522 in these trials. So I think that opportunity to remove the risk or lower the risk for high mic situations, we'll dig into that data in just a second. Fiber strength similar and in above 30, and length uniformity at 82.7. Yield stability, this graph is set up where on the x-axis is the trial means, so it's improving environments from 500 pound environments on the left to 1800 to 2000 pound environments on the right. The entry mean, or that each of these varieties, the red dots and the red line is the 1725, the blue dots and blue line is 1522. So for the mid-south and southeast, you can see across a range of environments from the one bale environments up through some 3 and 4 bale environments. The 1725 consistently outperformed the 1522 in those in that range of environments. I want to talk just a minute about the micronair stability. Again, for the Mid-South and Southeast, graph set up just the same, where the mic, the average mic of the trials on the x-axis across the bottom, and the entries, micronair on the y-axis up the side. And you can see, again, red dots, red line, or the 1725, consistently lower micronair than the 1522. And when you look at those comparisons, 107 comparisons this past year. Overall, it reduced the number of cases of high mic from almost 31% to about 13% for the 1725. So I feel like it's going to be a variety that that provides yield improvement in this market, easy to manage around picks, and reduce the risk of high micronair. Basically, we saw it perform equal to or better than 1522 in the Mid-South and Southeast, and so it had a very consistent performance just about every region and data cut that we looked at. Compared to one of the competitor checks that we used this last year, very similar overall performance to Phytogen 333. That's over 2 years of data, 76 comparisons, so it's it can run in some very good yielding scenarios. Move it to the southeast. I'm sorry, southeast Texas, south and east Texas. In 2016, here compared to the two phytogen checks, to 444 and 333, yielded equal to the phytogen 444 and slightly better than the phytogen 333 in those data cuts. And compared to two internal checks, Delta Pine 1646 had a very strong year in south and east Texas. Still running a few pounds behind 1646, but ahead of Delta Pine 1522 in that South and East Texas market. So a variety that has great performance in those markets from South and East Texas across the Mid-South and Southeast. Performance is going to be an improved over 1522 maturity in that early mid-range, even though we had a 35 number on it as a pre-commercial. Overall, its performance is going to be came out very similar to slightly later than 1522. Easy to manage on PGRs, like I mentioned earlier, improved fiber quality, in particular lower micronair. Good companion variety for 1522, and we've released it as Delta Pine 1725 B2XF. The second variety I'll talk briefly on is Delta Pine 1747 NR, again a B2XF. Our KN resistant variety, we tested this as 16R247 in our B2XF. Mid to full maturity, semi-smooth, best fit in that maturity range with the nematode package in the southern high plains, southern rolling plains of Texas, and also the lower southeast. It is not as aggressive growing as 1558, and so we think it, and the data we'll touch here in a second, easier to manage there, but still need to be relatively aggressive. Seed size a little larger than the last one at 5,400 seed per pound, high lint percent, even with that seed size. And we'll touch on dig into the fiber quality compared to the checks. Susceptible to bacterial blight, still determining its vert tolerance, and moderately susceptible to fusarium. Overall, its emergence and vigor rating similar to 1646, where we have it compared here. Started fruit slightly higher, but didn't separate. The number of fruiting nodes was more for 1646, but the overall maturity ratings that we took, percent open and the DD60s to 100% open, very similar. Did not separate compared to Delta Pine 1646. So we put the 47 number that we already had it as a experimental line. The performance compared to the current offering in our series, the Delta Pine 1558, you can see a significant yield increase here. This is over 2 years of data from our breeding data and the PCM4 and MPE data we had this year. So significant over 100 pound yield improvement. lint percent was increased. Fiber length slightly lower, but 1558s had very good fiber length, and we'll compare that to some another check here in a second. Lower micronair, good fiber strength. Compared to 1522, which has been a very good performing and quality variety for us, you can see in this comparison, 41 comparisons on fiber length equal to the 1522. Overall, in those markets, in the lower part of the high plains and rolling plains, out yielding the 1558, as well as equal to or out yielding the 1558 in the southeast markets. The stability, yield stability graph here, again, the red dots and red line are the new variety, the 1747, and you can see it's consistently and improving its yield yield enhancement in the higher yield environments, which is maybe not quite as important as how it performed in that, say, 800 to 1,000 pound range, where many of these tough RKN fields will yield. And so even there, it's outperforming the 1558. Looking more closely at West Texas, compared to 1558, 100-pound yield advantage. Another a check that we've used out there, the 4946, out yielding it as well. So consistent against a couple of good checks for the West Texas market. So just to summarize, the 1747, significantly improved yield versus Delta Pine 1558 NR. Much easier to manage than the other NR varieties that we've released, the 1558, and prior to that, the 1454. The NR trait seems to bring a very good plant health, and especially with the strong root system in those RKN scenarios. Fiber quality similar to Delta Pine 1522 B2XF. So those are the two advancements. Got a couple minutes left here. Just want to speak briefly about the class of 18 candidates. Ty Fowler talked this morning about Bolgard 3. What we'll be evaluating, or we have been evaluating 13 Bolgard 3 candidates this year, and a subset of these will be in our MPE and will be class of 18 candidates. Range of maturity, you can see the split there, 7 early to mid, 6 mid to fulls. Fit across a number of different regions. Yield looks very strong in these, so they're at yield parity to up to 100 pounds better than the best checks in these trials. Out of this set of 13 for the disease resistance, the top of the right column, you can see 7 of those are resistant to bacterial blight, and 4 to 5 have good vert tolerance. None of these are, in this next group of Bolgard 3s, none of these are the RKN lines. So the first wave of Bolgard 3s will not include the RKN lines, but there's some more coming. I'm also really excited about the fiber quality in these Bolgard 3s. The checks averaged 117, checks like 1522 and others, and you can see these new lines, candidate lines, ran from 118 up to 1.26 inches, so up to around a 39 to 40 staple. The mics were at that 4.8 on the high end down to 4.3, where the checks were at 4.8. Strengths ran up to 34 and compared to 31 on the checks, and uniformity was in a good range as well. So just wanted to give that sneak peek for the Bolgard 3s that will be in the MP candidates for next year in Bolgard 3. So with that, I'll summarize. Time for a question, or I'll close.
Any questions for David?
Yes. It is susceptible, but it, so it had symptoms. It wasn't planted as broadly as 1558, so it's really hard to say whether or not it, that comparison among susceptibles can be difficult. It's I'm more excited, about the fully resistant lines that we have in Bolgard 3s coming, for really to answer the problem in that area. All right, George.
Are y'all looking at the Delta Pine 3
I think it's something we need to look at. You know, you and I talked about it back in December, and you know, I think it is something that we need to look at, and the industry can find a way to bring that value to growers. I think it'd be a good option.
Thank you, Dave.